Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is now declaring a $118 billion bipartisan compromise on immigration reform and foreign aid dead on arrival in his chamber. Text of the new legislation was released on Sunday. Speaker Johnson and House GOP lawmakers say the Senate measure is inadequate and will not deter illegal border crossings. On the campaign trail in Nevada this week, President Biden was staying optimistic.
Hopefully passes in the Senate.
The bill would allow DHS to fully shut down the border when illegal encounters by Border Patrol agents reach certain thresholds. A new poll finds what many have already shown.
A recent survey indicates a lack of enthusiasm for a potential Biden-Trump rematch. The University of Massachusetts Amherst surveyed over 1,000 individuals, revealing that 53% expressed disinterest in a candidacy from former President Trump. Additionally, 57% opposed the idea of President Biden seeking re-election.
USA's John Schaefer. While heavy rain and wind continue to lash Southern California, the mayor of Los Angeles is declaring a local state of emergency.
Ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
Flooding and mudslides are already causing issues. In total, more than 14 million people in California are under the threat from excessive rainfall. Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl. The judge in Smith County, Texas, opted not to impose a travel ban on him, but has prohibited him from consuming alcohol in Las Vegas. The Grammys were a hit in the ratings. Research from Nielsen showed the Music Industry Awards show attracted the largest number for the Grammys since 2020. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
In the aftermath of waves of U.S. airstrikes on Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen,
the number of casualties is still being assessed.
That's the word from Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder, who updated reporters on Monday. The results of Friday's wave of strikes hitting 80 targets still under review. The U.S. military is retaliating on targets linked to Iran-aligned militia groups in the Middle East who were responsible for drone strikes that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan late last month. Top White House officials saying this is all just the beginning of the U.S. attacks. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. They did mention, however, the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments on Monday. It's worth noting a benign prostate procedure did take place over a week ago, though it's unrelated to the recent revelation. President Biden celebrates a landslide primary victory in South Carolina this past weekend. At the same time, new data finds the state's black voters overwhelmingly cast ballots in favor of the sitting president.
His largest percentage, over 97%, was in the town of Orangeburg, where there are two HBCUs, and a community college.
South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn speaking to CNN this week. Biden won the state with 96% against two far lesser known opponents. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Interesting to note that President Biden, of course, wins South Carolina primary with 96% of the vote. Really? I mean, that's amazing, especially when you consider 59% of America agrees that the president is mentally deficient. So what does that say? And of course, you know, South Carolina is regarded as the first, primary election state for the Democrats. That's why they didn't participate in New Hampshire and why there had to be a write-in, because it used to be New Hampshire, but Joe Biden owed James Coburn and the state a favor and said, hey, look, we're going to make South Carolina the first official, you know, primary for the Democrats. But it's interesting, you know, watch the numbers. I mean, when you think about Carolina, South Carolina particularly, the last go around, they revived his candidacy. I mean, he was in the tank, if you remember. And James Coburn, oh, very good, very, very good to Joe Biden. And I'm sure Joe Biden, very, very good in return, because it's all about quid pro quo in the world of politics, right? So that's what's happening there. We're hoping to connect with Rachel Alexander. It's been a while since we've spoken with the attorney out of Arizona. So much going on right there. Also, I wanted to get her read on the latest decision from the U.S. Appeals Court that Trump is not immune from prosecution in his 2020 election interference case. There's so many remedies. Of course, this is all targeted. I mean, you know, for people who are for Trump, you know, we see this as a targeted prosecution and persecution. No doubt about it. And of course, you know how I feel about this. And I think that whether it would be a Republican or Democrat or any former president to have this kind of interference, especially it what adds to the complexity of it all is that he is, he's leading the way, for the Republican Party in this election. And meanwhile, Joe Biden's, Department of Justice has targeted Trump and doing everything they can to kneecap his candidacy and interfere with the election in running up the legal bills. I think last time we checked, it was like well over, $50 million, which has caused some hesitancy for people who donate, to the Trump campaign and thinking, well, you know, am I donating to his campaign or am I helping to, pay for his legal expenses? Well, this is what's happened is the Democratic Party, Joe Biden et al., have redefined, the campaign. And yes, legal expenses have now become part of the campaign because of what Joe Biden has done. And we had this discussion with Don Jr. a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas. He was so gracious to stop by and, you know, give us his time. Just, you know, very gracious man. You know, talk about his father's perils and what's going on. And, you know, what's his dad guilty of? You know, what is Donald Trump guilty? He's guilty of trying to save the country. We had four great years. We were winning. But I guess, you know, 80 million people, supposedly, if you want to believe that number, I guess didn't want to win anymore. And they wanted to, you know, go back to the good old days of Barack Obama when he crushed the middle class and, you know, everything was a mess. Our international standing was a mess. We were, you know, battling, you know, recession, you know, threats of recession. And, you know, they were always playing with the numbers because they tried to protect, you know, the first black president. You know, you got to protect him. And, you know, if it was one thing or another. And, you know, you look at even like employment reports, any kind of governmental numbers, there was always, it always came with an asterisk. And and they're employing the same strategy for Joe Biden, the same cover, you know. And we find out this morning, for example, the employment numbers, they've had to be downgraded for the entire year last year. They were overstated by a million jobs. I mean, this is, I mean, you can't write this stuff. I mean, this is real life stuff that's going on. So that's why when, you know, we're told, oh, the economy is doing so much better, as we were talking with Michael Bustler, you know, first thing this morning, you know, the policy analyst, is that you have doubts in these numbers. All you live with is the reality that you don't have enough paycheck to cover you when you go to the grocery store. You know, stuff is expensive. It continues to increase, and then they can tell you, oh, well, inflation is down. Well, that's not helping you out any when, you know, the cost of goods and, you know, things that you buy on an everyday basis, you know, continue to increase in price. Yet, you know, we have a fundamental issue, regardless of how whatever spin you want to put on this. You know, people are in pain. This is why, you know, when they 59% of the country sees what the rest of the world sees, that Joe Biden is mentally deficient. And then you go to South Carolina and 97% of the people vote for Biden. I mean, what does that tell you? You know, common sense doesn't play a part in politics anymore. Well, I guess maybe I guess it depends. You know, you say, well, I got to protect, you know, the people in the party that's giving me free money at the expense of the rest of us who are hardworking and paying our taxes. But we're supporting, you know, the Democratic Party and their voter base. Because a good number of these people just say, hey, look at, you know, I, you know, the rest of the, heck with the rest of the country, all I know is I win, whether it's the unions and that, which is interesting because I think Joe Biden a couple of times has done things that not necessarily were, you know, favorable towards the union, especially when it comes to the energy sector, right? I mean, how many people did he put out in the street and, you know, cities and communities did he ruin just on day one by saying, hey, look at, we're not going to drill and, we're getting rid of fossil fuels. And it's like, okay, well, you know, it's one thing to say you're going to get rid of fossil fuels, but what's the exchange? What do I got? You know, EVs, I got electricity. Well, then when you break it all down, it's not affordable. It's not even realistic. It doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, this is why all these car dealers and, of course, associated with the unions, you know, and union workers that so love Joe Biden, you know, because he saved their jobs. And it's like, no, this is all kabuki stuff. You think he saved your job. No, all he did is put a Band-Aid short term because somewhere down the road, you're going to get the shaft because that's what happens. That's what Democrats do. They only do what is expediently beneficial for them at the moment, at the time. Long term, no, they don't think about long term. All they're thinking about, hey, how do I get to the next election? How do I get your vote this election? Next election, I'll worry about that later. Because we'll find something else. We always do. Because after all, we've got the people's largesse. We've got the treasury. I mean, my goodness. You know, we just throw money at the problem and you keep voting for us because you know, we give you all this free money. And the fact that they're running us over a ditch and they're bankrupting the country is Michael Bustler pointed out quite clearly. You know, $34 trillion in debt. You know, these policies are what, you know, they're what is hurting America. You know, fortunately, you know, for the Democratic Party, this country is so strong, and the American people are so hardworking that we can withstand some of this insanity. We've got to go to break. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and as we were mentioning earlier, a federal appeals panel ruled today, that Donald Trump can face trial on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election, rejecting the former president's claims that he is immune from prosecution. There's so much involved in this, and I think, you know, like many people here in the country, we're kind of worn out over all this you know, small ball game and manipulation that's going on to interfere with the election. But more important are the ramifications. I mean, think about what they're doing here. Now, this decision marks the second time in as many months the judges have spurned Trump's immunity arguments and held that he can be prosecuted for actions undertaken while in the White House and in the run-up to the January 6, 2021, when a mob of his supporters, you need to add a mob of his supporters and FBI agents and those that were dressed in MAGA hats that were antithetical to the cause, you know, to cause problems and to kind of shill the environment, right? I think this has become quite obvious. I know some people still, you know, cannot seem to translate that and comprehend, you know, what was going on. And of course, this week earlier, we played, replayed that interview with T.K. Johnson, who was the Capitol, you know, police officer, who was the site, in a sense, he was on the on-site commander. He was there in the midst of all the problems and laid it out. He ended up walking away from his job, retiring 2 years short of his pension, sadly. I mean, because when you look at this man's history and you see what an accomplished individual he was, and he still is, but I mean, he was in this position, you know, we just let an asset, you know, walk out the door because he didn't check the right box. He didn't check the box that went along with the narrative that was being controlled by Muriel Bowser, the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, go right on down. And, you know, for some people that, again, are so immersed in party politics, you know, oh, Bill, how can you say such a thing? Well, you know, to me, this is why party politics has caused so much a problem for us, is that it ideologically fixes us in such a way that we cannot reason. We can't have a discussion. You can't look at the facts. You can't see that there were FBI agents involved. You can't see that there wasn't a gun. There wasn't, you know, insurrections. You know, they use that word, which is, it's a dangerous word. It has a lot of meaning and consequence, and they're so irresponsible. And I would include, you know, President Joe Biden in saying it was an insurrection. It's insulting, and it's dangerous and irresponsible coming from somebody, especially who claimed to be the uniter. You know, if you wanted to get down to the whole truth and nothing but about what happened on January the 6th, you'd really done a deep dive, but it was carefully orchestrated, controlled by the Democrats. They controlled the narrative. You know, they made sure, unlike any other investigations, when you would have a balanced representation on the committee, the Jan 6 committee, they decided they didn't want, you know, people that were going to offer any kind of objectivity. This is why we ended up, in terms of representing the Republican side, with the two people that we ended up with. And sure enough, I mean, they hated Trump. And so, you know, they were welcome in that little committee, which also, if you recall, they were told by the incoming speaker, Kevin McCarthy, save all the witness material, save all the material that you did. I mean, this belongs to the people. All right. We pay for that. And what they did is they destroyed it. They just, you know, went Hillary Clinton on all this evidence. And somehow it's okay. And this is what is infuriating, you know, for those of us who are interested in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, to understand exactly what happened. You know, why is it that you've got someone who is there? I mean, even Stephen's son is the head of, he was the guy in the main chair, but he was there and he was kept in the dark. And they have somebody else, another person who is handling it from the command center, and she's not answering alert calls or anything. She's ignoring it all, and this is what put T.K. Johnson in such jeopardy and other Capitol Police officers. So there was a clear dereliction of duty. But meanwhile, you know what happens with her, because the Democrats take care of their own, you know, they end up getting her out of there. They wanted her as to replace Stephen's son as the head of Capitol Police, and the guard, I mean, you know, the the rank, you know, the ranking people within the Capitol Police and the police, Capitol Police officers themselves did not support her. They didn't want her. She was in there as a temporary, and so Nancy Pelosi owed her a favor, so she gets her a job that pays her, I think, you know, at least twice the money working, you know, at a university. I think it might be Berkeley that she got transferred to. So Nancy Pelosi has been bitty, bitty good to her, and she's part and parcel of keeping us all in the dark, this whole cabal. But, you know, the media presents it, and Joe Biden presents it, that it was an insurrection. We've got January 6 patriots cooling their heels in jail, you know, for 3 years, like Jake Lang, kept in solitary confinement. Now, how disgusting is this? This is happening in a free America. And here we are, the light on the shining hill, the example of a democracy, you know, a democratic republic, saying, hey, what a great form of governance this is. And we're like no different than any of these other countries. You know, we're banana republics with this kind of activity. And of course, I'm on the edge here and taking a risk, but I've got to tell you the truth, and we've got to speak the truth to this, that, you know, a lot of these conversations may be happening, you know, quietly at home and in other areas, because the way the government is surveilling this, you know, they don't want us talking like this. They don't want us speaking the truth. They don't want us asking questions. We just have to go along to get along and, you know, and think about it. This is where we are today, being forced to believe the unbelievable, the incomprehensible, you know, that we're forced to believe that Joe Biden got 82. We've got to believe that because you're just, you know, in their perception, you know, we're radicals, you know, we're idiots. You know, according to Hillary Clinton, we're worthy to be set aside and put in some sort of concentration camp because of the stinking thinking that we refuse to ignore reality and the truth of the matter and go along with their narrative. And, you know, just like in China, if you don't believe in what we say, we have ways to make you believe that 2 plus 2 is 5. You know, it's no longer 4. It is whatever they say it is. That's the answer. You know, they ask you, well, what's 2 plus 2? Well, it's whatever you say it is. That's what they want. And we're all being dumbed down and electing a guy who's mentally incompetent, who can't even go out and run a campaign, and somehow he scores a record number of votes, and he decimates our country in the process. And, you know, to continue the narrative, there are people that still support him, and you wonder, what is happening with our country? You know, what is going on? And what seems to be happening in our country is the same thing that's happening in Europe and in other countries where there is such a heavy number of migrants coming in to a country, and they're changing the demography. They're changing the political thinking and trajectory. And this is what happens when you bring people in such a large measure that you haven't vetted, you can't control them, you don't know where they're coming from, you know, what their ideology is. But I can tell you right now, currently, the migrants that are coming in, their ideology is about survival at the hands of the cartel. And the cartels are not, you know, beneficent, you know, dictators. You know, they have a plan and they have their own agenda that they're concerned about. And they're not letting you come into their country because they see it as their land and they're controlling the border and controlling, you know, so much of this infrastructure that's giving us drugs and murder on our streets.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Update. New York Governor Kathy Hochul accusing Republicans of opposing a bipartisan immigration deal in bad faith.
The only thing standing in the way is that the House Republicans refuse to take action. They don't want there to be a resolution because they want to keep the chaos going.
Monday, Hochul said U.S. senators on both sides of the aisle have come together with a landmark immigration reform package. This as New York continues to deal with challenges from waves of new immigrant arrivals. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the immigration reform compromise legislation is inadequate and does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans. A recent study in JAMA Neurology suggests adopting healthy habits can combat cognitive decline, even in individuals showing signs of dementia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Well, happy Groundhog Day. Buxtony Phil came out of his hole.
Feast. Yeah. You know that is originally a Catholic holiday, the Feast of Candlemas, the Presentation of Mary.
Well, maybe that's why Puxtony Phil, when he came out of his hole, saw Taylor Swift's shadow.
And what he did was he registered as a Democrat to vote for Biden.
Exactly, and got all the other all the other groundhogs to do the same. You know what? What can we tell you? Well, look at the three amigos down there on the border. You know, Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas. Still can't figure out what to do, but you pose, would Jesus use razor wire at the borders? Would he gaslight people with dishonest what would Jesus do arguments, right?
Right. I've been seeing so much on social media, manipulative messaging by progressive Christians, and it's so cynical. And so disgusting. For instance, an example of it would be Jesus was a brown-skinned refugee. I don't want to be like the Herod's soldiers hunting him down. And that is so stupid on so many levels that it almost makes rational thought impossible. And I actually see people say things like, you can make all the rational, logical arguments you want, but to me, it's all about the individual in need, fleeing poverty, seeking a better life. And I thought, can anyone be sincere when he says things like that?
Mm.
And that's what I posed in the article, And my answer is no.
Right.
No. People who say things like that are not sincere. Mm-hmm. So when you deal with them, don't try to convince them that they're luring you into a trap. It's like the tar baby in Joel Chandler Harris. No, when someone is doing that, they are gaslighting you and manipulating you and trying to make you look like a bad person to others for doing the intelligent and prudent and fair Christian, legal, and democratic thing of insisting that our democratically enacted immigration laws actually get enforced.
Exactly.
So when someone is trying to gaslight and humiliate you, you should turn it around and mock and expose and try to humiliate them. These are not your fellow citizen or your fellow Christian. These are the priests of Baal. Mm-hmm. And it's your job to be prophetic and expose them as the liars and frauds that they are.
Well, that would be like Jesus healing the blind and sending them into Roman slavery.
Right.
I mean, when you think about it, because, you know, what's happening here is that these people are being sent to our southern border to be captured by the cartels, to be beholden to the cartels, sent into America for God knows what. You know, we know, you know, the menu, sex trafficking, drug running, whatever evil thing that could be done. Jesus would have nothing at all to do with this. But see,
and the only reason to do it is to get some more Democrat voters in the future. That is the only reason that Biden is doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to support the party that is creating, really, I mean, here it is, supposedly the part which we know historically is they have recalculated and rework the narrative to act like they are the ones that, fought against slavery when every inch of history demonstrates time and again that they're the ones that promoted history. And here they are doing what they do. They're creating a modern form of slavery with these illegals coming across the border, John.
Yeah, we should be clear. These people are not real refugees. They are being greeted at the border by lawyers from George Soros nonprofits and from disgusting pyramid schemes like Catholic Charities, which is neither Catholic nor charity. It's
right.
An immigration pyramid scheme. They're being greeted and told, all you have to say is, I am afraid to go back to my country. You just say that, read that script, and these nice immigration officials will have been ordered by Joe Biden to let you in. They'll fly you anywhere you want in America. If you go to California, you get free insurance. You can get on a plane without ID, unlike any American. Basically, they're being treated far, far better than blue-collar Americans. They're being sent to black neighborhoods. They're closing schools for them. You have Democrat mayors telling people to open your homes to these squatters. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I don't know if you know the old legend that when Cortez and the Spaniards showed up in Mexico, that Montezuma didn't resist him at first because they thought he was a returning god.
Yes.
That's not actually true. Historians have sort of debunked that, but that is in fact how progressive Christians are acting with these immigrants. They're acting like every one of them is Jesus Christ and we should worship them like a fetish. And then when they commit crimes, when they assault police in New York, they're turned loose without bail. Meanwhile, a Christian who beheads statue of Satan that is not representative of any real religion at all. There is no religion behind that. It's just like putting up a statue of Hitler to insult people. He's being charged with a hate crime. What we're seeing is an open, aggressive, hateful persecution of traditional Americans, conservatives, and Christians by arrogant elites. who can also occasionally turn street mobs of looters out to set fires. And then they won't prosecute them, but they'll prosecute little old ladies for taking selfies at the Capitol.
Exactly. Or, you know, people praying for praying against abortion. God forbid we should stand in the way of life, you know, of death, right?
Right. I mean, we absolutely need to win the election. It's only in order to pardon all the innocent people that the criminal Biden gang has sent to prison. The next thing we need to do is to prosecute the criminal Biden gang and all their law-breaking associates. Trump, the first time he won, was way too forgiving. He was trying to build bridges, and that was a terrible mistake. His greatest mistake was not locking Hillary up. The second greatest mistake was listening to liars like Mike Pence, who told him that he had to fire Mike Flynn. His presidency was, in a sense, almost over that. But he also tried to reach out to people like Nikki Haley. And when he didn't realize that these are vipers. You don't try to keep a viper in your shirt pocket and hope that it'll become your friend. You don't try to tame and domesticate savage enemies.
Well, the other thing too, John, that I think he overlooked greatly and didn't anticipate, he didn't get any help with anybody that understood what was going on and how Barack Obama resettled 4,000 of his, of his administrative class into the bureaucracy to do everything and add more pressure and resistance against Donald Trump's policies.
Oh, well, absolutely, to nullify the election.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the damage that was done. I mean, we talk about, everybody, gets so shocked and talked about, election interference. It's like, I mean, look at all the shenanigans. I mean, even, going back to Harry Reid, and his interference on, the tax returns of one John Kerry. Got to go to break.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. You want to check it out for his latest latest filings. And we're going to continue to hit on several of them. But before we do, John, I got to tell you, you know, being a Catholic as you are, I just am amazed. I'm on the road a little bit, so I've been to several Catholic churches, and they are absolutely mum on this the whole homosexual blessing thing that the Pope had put out there. Of course, the Pope's kind of it's amazing. He kind of stands away from it, and he's not, you know, taking direct hits on it, but he's not saying anything to stop it. He's just leaving it out there. And the local priest, I've asked him, I go, what are you going to do about this? I go, do you realize this is ripe for a schism that's within the Catholic Church? I mean, we're back to, after Ecumenical Council, the Second Ecumenical Council, when Catholics abandoned ship. I mean, it's ripe for another one here. And you guys are not saying anything. What's going on?
Well, they don't want to be prosecuted. I mean, what Pope Francis did intentionally opens up priests and bishops to being sued by litigious gay couples, the way those Christian bakers and wedding planners are getting sued, because you won't have the First Amendment defense. My church requires it. Mm-hmm. It'll be no. Your Pope said you should do it, and that it's entirely up to you. So I, as a judge, am going to hold you guilty of a hate crime, guilty of illegal discrimination against these gay couples. This was 100% a setup by the Pope in order to force priests into the position of having to do these weddings and to force the bishops to force the priests to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if the priest says no, and the bishop then is the guy who's going to get sued, who's going to have to provide the attorneys to defend that priest, who might very well lose millions of dollars. So a faithful bishop, a faithful priest, will be subject to the LGBT litigation machine. Mm-hmm. What that means is bishops have a very strong incentive to tell the priest to go along and bless sodomy in church. And if they won't, Caesar, the Biden regime, will go after them. Mm-hmm. This is Pope Francis's way of cynically using the gay lobby and its litigation machine to purge the priesthood of faithful priests who resist Pope Francis and his heresy. I believe Pope Francis is an atheist. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he became an atheist. I suspect, though I can't prove, that he was one of those young men that the Communist Party sent into seminaries in the 50s and 60s and 70s to mm-hmm. undermine the church from within. As the woman Bella Dodd, former communist spy, testified in the 50s before the House Committee on American Activities, she said, we in the Communist Party were doing this. Well, why are we so surprised that they would have done it in Argentina, where there was a very strong communist party and communist insurgency? If the communists could get an agent on the team of physicists for the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, mm-hmm. I think they could get one in a second-rate Argentine seminary in the 70s.
You think? Yeah, exactly.
That's the only explanation for me for Pope Francis's activities is that. I have a new piece at the stream called The Pornocracy at the Vatican. Pornocracy means rule by whores. And it's actually a reference to a historical period in the 10th century when wealthy prostitutes, courtesans, got for a while were picking the popes, firing them. What we have now is basically degenerate homosexuals elected Pope Francis, that supporters of and people enablers of pedophiles.
Right.
And one of them was a Cardinal Godfrey de Niels. He's a Belgian cardinal. One of his bishops was molesting his own nephew. We have audio tape of Cardinal de Niels yelling at the nephew, yelling at the victim, accusing him of blackmailing his molester and ordering him to keep silent and telling him he should repent of having been a temptation to his uncle to rape him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This was Cardinal de Niels, who was the leading force organizing votes for Pope Francis. And when Pope Francis was elected, he had de Niels, the first person out on the balcony to congratulate him, was this disgraced enabler of pedophile. And the Pope just appointed Tucho Fernandez, Cardinal Tucho Fernandez, to Cardinal Ratzinger's old job as doctrinal cop. And now it comes out, Tucho Fernandez wrote a book in 1998 saying that orgasm, sexual pleasure, in itself is a road to God. He didn't mention marriage.
Wow.
It was nothing to do with the sacrament. It's just sex magic. It's a cult mystical BS of the type that Aleister Crowley and Margaret Sanger used to indulge in. This is the guy in Ratzinger's old job, and
right.
we're still supposed to say, oh, no, nothing's going wrong here. Just, you know, I'll eat this with a knife and fork, whatever the Pope says.
Talk about a paradigm swing there, you know, from Ratzinger, you know, to this guy. Well, plus on top of that, you know, going into this latest synod, the Pope purposely stacked the deck. How many new cardinals did he bring in, or bishops did he bring in that were of like-minded? He's overwhelmed the vote in such a way that the papacy is so compromised, John, going forward.
Oh, I know. My prayer is that when most of the cardinals that Pope Francis has gathered meet in Rome to elect his replacement, that a few conservative Africans, that their flights are delayed, and that a meteorite hits Rome. I call it the conclave meteorite. I want your listeners to join me in praying for the meteorite to obliterate most of the cardinals whom Pope Francis appointed. I mean, look, it's not up to me. It's up to God. But God controls the meteorites, which gives me some flicker of hope for the future of the church.
Well, you know, from time to time in history, God has judged humanity. In fact, there's a great movie that's coming out in March, to again remind people of the flood. Because so many people, you know, they discount it. They just think, oh, it's just a fable story. It really is meaningless. No, there's a lot of meaning in what happened during the flood, and that God was disappointed with his creation. And that it was so unholy that he had to judge it. And he was long-suffering for, you know, for hundreds of years before he finally decided, he said, that's it. You know, so God's going to judge, and we know that God will judge again, and God judges in between time, I think just by the basic infrastructure of his creation. Something has to intercede on this because, you know, especially the church that Jesus went to the cross for to establish as our weapon against evil on this planet, in this existence, in this journey of life that we're on. And it's so perverted, John.
Oh, it's been hijacked. Listen, the U.S. Catholic bishops overall have become an immigration pyramid scheme and gay employment agency with a Catholic problem.
Yeah.
It's staggering. And that's the church Pope Francis wants. The bishops in Africa said they're not going to do these sodomy blessings, and Pope Francis made some, like, veiled racist remarks about them, about their culture that can't understand these things. Like they are primitives.
Yeah.
You know, any one of these African cardinals is so much smarter than Pope Francis, just in terms of sheer IQ, sheer brain power. Pope Francis is somebody who should maybe be a nighttime manager at a small Cracker Barrel. I think that's what he could handle, you know, but if we were honest.
Yeah.
But he, like Kamala Harris, he failed his way up.
Yeah, yeah, it is amazing. Well, this is what happens when you live in a box-checking society. You have the Biden administration, and sadly, you have Christian institutions that are falling by the wayside one after another because they're more sensitive to checking boxes than, oh, what did God say? John, about a minute, almost 2 minutes left. I did want you to touch on, because this ties in, regime Christians, the Sadducees, who don't care if their children live free, right?
Right. That's my new piece at stream.org. It's about... I pose some questions so you can judge yourself. You can diagnose yourself. Are you following the gospel? Are you following the moral law? Or are you following a breadcrumb trail laid down by Caesar and Mammon to guide you to be obedient and to be not an obstacle? I think the 2016 election and this current election are a great sorting. They're a great sifting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see who are the sheep and who are the goats.
Yeah.
And the people who talk about Christian nationalism, people who suggest that Trump is racist, people who say that open borders are somehow Christian, they are outing themselves as the enemies of the church.
Right. Yeah, it's the questions that you pose here. I mean, they all come together, as Jesus said, you know, are you loving God or are you loving one another? I mean, you know, the way I see it breaking down here, but you've laid it out in such a way, you're going to cause people here, as they should, to pause for a moment and think about these things. These are necessary, especially in the midst of the what we see the trajectory of our country heading into. These are scary times, John.
They absolutely are. Let's keep praying.
Amen. Dr. John Zemerich, stream.org, that's where you want to go for more information. And his latest column, especially the one we were just talking about, which is regime Christians or Sadducees who don't care if their children live free. Thank you, John.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.